This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you travel 30 miles south of Boise to Murphy, you will find a unique home for the highest nesting density of birds of prey anywhere in North America. This is the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area. And the NCA celebrated its 25th anniversary 2 years ago. And to celebrate that, an oral history series started about the history of the land. Now, from that, an idea was born. What about a documentary podcast, not just about the Morley Nelson land, but also other protected areas? Created by the Wild Lens Collective and Radio Boise, Common Land was born, and it launches this Thursday. Joining us in studio to talk about this are Matt Podolsky of Wild Lens and Wayne Burt with Radio Boise. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
So explain how the podcast got started to begin with.
Sure. Yeah. So the oral history series that you mentioned, when we started recording those interviews for the oral history series, I mean, the first thing that we needed to do was we needed a space to actually record the interviews. So right from the beginning, before we even really had the idea to produce the podcast series, I approached Wayne and the folks at Radio Boise just about like, hey, can we use your space to record these interviews? And that kind of started this ongoing conversation that Wayne and I had about like, you know, could we do something more with this content? Because I think the more people we talk to about the history of this NCA, the more fascinating we realized that the story behind its creation was. And it really motivated us to do something more with it.
Well, and you call this a deep dive into the protected common land. So are you going beyond just the history of each area? Like, what will that kind of look like?
Yeah, I think actually the way it's manifesting itself is there's all kinds of breakout stories that come with the creation of the areas in question, right? So this one, for example, and this really surprised me, but this is a lot of the audio that Matt got through the interviews, is that, you know, it goes into a tribal history of the Shoshone Paiute reservation or the land that existed before that. So it goes sort of to the beginning of how these lands were used. The common land itself is sort of a microcosm of a much bigger story. And with that, a lot of personal things that get included, you know, in terms of like, you know, when it comes to passion, those stories are quite dense and complicated and very interesting. And I think, you know, this is what I've liked about working with Matt, even though it's a lot of work. This guy, I got to tell you. Just kidding.
Don't collaborate with him next time.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't quite say that. But it's the shared interest in leaving no stone unturned. And that, to me, is like the human story, in essence. So that's what I really like about these.
So the first episode the season kicks off this Thursday, episode one. And you go into the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area. So what will we – is there something that we will learn that maybe we don't know about in this first episode?
Yeah, I mean, the starting point for the series that we chose, you know, to be sort of the introduction is with Morley Nelson himself, right, who is the NCA is sort of his namesake. And he was the one, I mean, that's sort of the seed of the idea of, you know, protecting this canyon system because of the uniquely high density of raptors. And so that first episode is Morley's episode. It's really almost like a biography of Morley, and you know, starting with where the seed of interest for him, how he became so obsessed with birds of prey, and we were able to. I mean, this first episode relies really heavily on archival tape, and so we were collaborating with the Archives of Falconry. Up at the Peregrine Fund, and we uncovered this amazing treasure trove of archival interviews with Morley.
So then you have 10 episodes altogether. So
yes,
what
yep.
other lands, common areas, will you be venturing into?
The entire 10-episode season one is focused on the Snake River Birds of Prey, NCA, right? And so then the idea is that, you know, in the future—
Going somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah. We'll choose, you know, another protected area and take another like real deep dive. So we have 10 half-hour episodes that, you know, and really the way it's sort of structured is like episode one through five tells sort of the story behind how the area was protected, because it took 40 years of advocacy before the area actually finally received permanent federal protection. And then episodes 6 through 10 are sort of these breakout stories that Wayne was mentioning, where we explore some of these other issues, you know, the history behind the land, you know, before Europeans arrived in the area, and then also looking into the future as to, you know, what the future holds for this area.
So the series will be talking a lot, I mean, in this first season then, about protecting wild areas. And for people that may not be aware, what sort of threats does the NCA face?
I mean, the primary one is climate change, right? And we're seeing the effects of climate change in the NCA already. So we have an entire episode about what's called the cheatgrass fire cycle. So cheatgrass is an invasive annual grass species that has taken over large parts of the sort of sagebrush steppe ecosystem that we have throughout the Intermountain West. And, you know, starting back in the early 80s, there were a series of really intensive wildfires in the NCA that essentially transitioned the native sagebrush steppe ecosystem into an annual grassland dominated by cheatgrass. And when that happens, you reduce the sort of average fire return interval. So the average time in between wildfires goes from, you know, in a sagebrush steppe ecosystem, that average fire return interval could be up to 500 years. Once cheatgrass takes over and it's the dominant species in that ecosystem, that area could burn every couple of years. So it dramatically transforms the ecosystem. And that transformation has already, you know, to a large extent taken place. Mm-hmm. But then we also really want to look forward into the future and think about, like, well, you know, we're really at the beginning of seeing these effects, right? Like, we know that much more dramatic climatic changes are going to occur. So trying to think about, like, how do we, you know, both continue to monitor so that we know what's going on and how to adapt for the future.
And before we go, Wayne, what does it mean for you to be a part of this podcast and do this?
Oh, it's great. It is actually moving to another step toward, like, actually perfecting sound design a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've done podcasting curriculum and classes for about 5 years now, and this represents yet another step in that evolution. I think the main thing is, you know, making things that are on par, you know, with what we hear in podcasts out on the national landscape. And so for a scruffy little station in downtown Boise, you know, and we all
you
know,
can do it too.
We all know what that's like.
Yeah.
It feels like another measuring stick of, like, you know, and it's just fun to do. I mean, it's bottomless, but it's fun to
do. But it's fun. Yeah. Oh, and ultimately, right, isn't that part of it?
Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been chatting with Matt Podolsky of Wild Lens and Wayne Burt with Radio Boise about their new podcast. It is called Common Land. It launches Thursday afternoon at 4 on Radio Boise. Thanks so much, both of you.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.